Hey, everybody. Welcome to Puck Off. The captain, Fraser Smith, is in Hockey Town this week working at Ridley's Comedy Castle in Detroit. So check out the captain this week. Say hello. And it's just me and Anthony Johnny Bench.
How's it going?
So ready to start the new season. We have a bunch of exciting news as far as this show, but I don't want to give anything away just yet until it's all dotted. And that's basically all the I's and T's are dotted, but there's always technical issues with this show that I, you know, not technical issues with this show, but, you know, it has to be done. Anyway.
There's technical issues. Yeah.
it's Johnny's department. Anyway, doing this on Wednesday, first of all, you know, last night, Blackhawks, Penguins, the 3-on-3, I hope the captain was watching, because when the hockey god said we want to make 3-on-3 will be an exciting way to finish a game, I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, Crawford made 5 or 6 ridiculous saves. Flower made a few huge saves. And then, I mean, what more do you want? That's the thing about it was you had Malkin, Kessel, Sid, Letang. Then the other way you had, Taves, Kane, Keith, Panarin. It was just ridiculous. I'm happy the Penguins got a point out of that. They were down 2-0. That's what they've been doing lately. They beat captain's team Detroit. They were down 2-0 on New Year's Eve. Came back. People said, yeah, I called Sid out on this illustrious programming, and he came back, and now he looks like the old Sid. And, Letang's playing like he has a brain. And the Penguins are like a couple points out of a playoff spot right now. So I think 1 point out, and they're back on track. So we won't make this all about the Penguins. I know some of you hope we do, and most of you hope we don't. So we won't make it about the Penguins. All-star teams came out today. And very interesting. I don't want to get too into it this week, only because I want the captain to have his fair share of remarks in next week when he'll be back. But, you know, of course, the big news, Sidney Crosby, not on the All-Star roster. But, you know, when we made these teams, I left him off. The captain put him on. But it's hard. What are you going to do? And the funny thing is, at least Sid doesn't have to come up with an excuse this year. Usually he finds an excuse to take a couple days off, and now he doesn't need one. But, you know, let me go through real quick the Atlantic Division. They gave Bergevin the nod. I think I picked Marchand, but I guess when someone's sitting out with a 3-game suspension, I want to put him on the All-Star team. They gave my boy Komarov, which I love. Yags, of course. I mean, how great has Jagr been? We'll talk about that more a little bit later. I picked Ryan O'Reilly over. I would have taken Eichel. I know Riley's been a good soldier. Or been a veteran. He hasn't been a good soldier. Hell, he got a DUI and ran through a Tim Hortons this year, but whatever. What I liked was that Bobby Lou got the nod. Bobby Lou got the nod in goaltending. I know Price has been out, but they gave Bobby Lou the nod, which was great because you talk about between him and Jagr, I mean, the Florida Panthers. But we'll get into that more as we delve into the what's happening this season. They said Sid didn't make it. They gave our boy Giroux, they let him play instead of Simmons, whatever. Christopher Letang made the team, which I thought was very interesting. Pierre Maguire must have stuffed the ballot box on that one. And Corey Schneider with the nod over hope he made it, but I guess over Hank and Flower and Schneider's had a good year. The Central Division, absolutely nuts. I thought it was cool they took both Roman Josi and Weber on D. And they took Big Buff, which is a given. But they let off some guys like Ryan Suter might get the Norris and not be in the All-Star game, and they let Parisi off. They let Zach Parisi off. The guy's got a hat trick last night. Captain won't be happy about that. We'll let him address his anger on that one. He loves some Zach Parisi. And then out west, great to see Gibby. How's there going to be a goalie controversy now? Barbecue Bruce will be the only guy that benches the All-Star goaltender. No controversy out here. So your two goaltenders are from L.A., which I think is a given. Only one Sedin made it. Are they going to, like, dress up and switch? I guess they'll be able to tell now with Daniel's face being knocked in half with a puck. A lot of guys lost teeth this week. Yag's missing four. I think Sedin's missing four. Of course, the John Scott fiasco. I actually get to hear Scott. He was pretty classy about it. But you know what, John? If you're really classy, stay home. Just ask for if you're worried about the $100,000 you might win, you're not going to win it with you on the team. So you might just want to ask for a cut of the proceeds. But, he was voted. He can go. What are you going to do? Taylor Hall made it. And Taylor Hall's had a great year. He's having a great year. I'd have liked to see Leon Draisaitl make it because I think the way Draisaitl plays. But in Johnny Hockey, so that'll make the captain happy. But, all in all, I think pretty fair. What can you do? You only take about, 10 guys on each team? Seven, 3, and 2, 12. So what's really cool is the all-star coaches, I think is really cool because, we're going to see Gerard Gallant from Florida. He was doing an absolutely fabulous job. Absolutely fabulous job of Florida. I picked them to make the playoffs, but this is kind of what I thought. I think people thought they were going to be last year, this year, but now they have a whole, who the hell would think Jagr at 43? I could see him running the power. You never lose those hands and the brains and that butt, but who would think that at 43, he wouldn't be a third line guy playing 12 minutes a game and they're running the power play. No, first line winger, lead the team in scoring. And then you got Bobby Lou, who made the all-star team too. Just phenomenal. They really are, with Montreal slipping, they really are the class of that division. Also coaching, Barry Trotz, well-deserved Barry Trotz for your Washington Capitals, the great Lindy Ruff of the Dallas Stars, and Daryl Sutter. Does anyone deserve to coach an all-star game more than Daryl Sutter? No. No one does. So there you go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you what, if you're a goaltender, I don't think you want to play this game. You know how they say that, home run derbies ruin regular hitters because they ruin their swing. It's going to play on some of these guys' heads that they're getting scored upon at will. Because just watching, not all the teams have the firepower that, like, let's say Pittsburgh and Chicago does. And last night, it was a shooting gallery. To put a goaltender in that for 10, 15 minutes is utterly ridiculous with these guys. I'd watch out for groins and all that. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a joke, but, the West, what's funny is they're going to let John Scott play. That's pretty smart, having John Scott play forward. As he can't play forward, he has played forward. That's a good move. Then you got Burns, Doughty, and Giordano on defense for the West. Because I think if you have him playing defense, you're really putting the West down. You're really putting them in the hole. So tons of things happen. Like I said, we've been gone 2 weeks. It's hard to even know where to start. I guess a big one is our buddy Zach Cassian. We have some similar interests, hockey and booze. He was traded from the Habitant to the Edmonton Oilers and Ben Scrivens. More importantly, Mrs. Scrivens, who didn't like the shopping malls in Edmonton, gets to come to Montreal, where I think the shopping's a little nicer. And I've already thrown Scrivens in, and he's looked okay. And kind of held down the fort, maybe giving Condon a little bit of help. Something that Toharski, really is a minor league hockey goalie. He's not what you need. He's not what you want. So if Scrivens can get to his, backing up Jonathan Quick level of play, then, he's going to help out. But he's going to help him. And they're just going to have to pray for Carey Price to come back soon. But, right now, the class of that division winning 10 in a row is the Florida Panthers. They've been doing all this without Bjusted. And Bjusted is a great, great number one or number two center. He's a big boy with sweet hands, and he fits right in down there. I mean, Florida really has exactly what you want to compete. They got a good power play. They got a good penalty kill. They got young guys that can score, and they got old vets. And they got a rugged defense. They really have a rugged defense. I mean, and you got Yager out there. He's playing. He's a witch, and he's a big guy, and he's a winner, and he's a leader. And whatever they happens this year with them, having him around 1 or 2 years and showing those guys how to win, like, you don't think that helps playing? Like, you don't think that's helping Jonathan Huberdeau and Peary? How good is Ekblad? I mean, are you kidding me? What's he like, 20 years old now? I mean, you're talking about looking at a young version of Duncan Keith. I mean, that's where it's out for the Florida Panthers. And I think it's scary, I think, for everyone else in that division, because they're not going anywhere for a really long time. And Gallant seems to have Gallant really seems to have these guys buying in, and they like him, as opposed to what's going on in Tampa Bay, which everyone picked. I thought they'd slide a little bit, but now the controversy is really hitting them. I mean, not only do they have a problem with Stamkos, he's not getting along with John Cooper. And at some point, I know Cooper got the big extension, but at some point, you can't lose everyone that doesn't get along with their head coach. I mean, Marty St. Louis was not known as a coach killer. Vincent LeCavalier was not known as a coach killer. Steven Stamkos is not a coach killer. And now they're trying to get rid of Jonathan Duran. And where's Duran going to go? It depends what they want for Duran. I don't think Duran's been a head case. I just think Duran's been underachieving. But if they can turn him around, I'm not going to knock what Steve Yzerman knows about hockey, but did he really think that the triplets were going to be the answer over Steven Stamkos to lead that team to the promised land for the next 5 years, 10 years? Did he really think Tyler Johnson was going to be Steven Stamkos? I mean, my daughter's bigger than Tyler Johnson. I mean, Tyler Johnson's got sweet hands, but I mean, you know, this is the NHL, kids. This isn't the World Juniors. So, but we love Kucherov. We love Kucherov. But Duran, Duran looked nice. Duran looked nice in Anaheim. How about, you got to love the Anaheim Ducks right now, creeping back into a playoff spot. I think as we speak, they checked in it in third, which is, you know, Calgary, you had your chance. Vancouver, you had your chance. Arizona, you had your chance. You had your chance to get some separation, and now you're in trouble, because let me tell you something, Anaheim is going to work their ass off to get into second. They don't want to be in a wild card situation. They know what it's like to play Chicago, and they know what it's like. They know what it's like to play LA early, and they're not going to fall for that. So, I mean, everyone had their chance. I thought it was brilliant. The GM said, "We're not moving Barbecue Bruce. Some of our big guys came in out of shape." Which, if that's true, I don't even believe that's true, because I can't believe Getzlaff and Perry came in out of shape. It doesn't make sense to me. But came out of shape. I don't know, but I mean, gets a score, and I think he has 3 goals now. Perry made the All-Star team. Things are moving. I mean, a little bit screwed up now. Cam Fowler got hurt, but Cam Fowler was, you know, I think he was one of the pro, not one of the problems. He was not playing that well. Their young kid, Campus Limpholm, whatever. We need Dana here, help me with the pronunciations. But he's playing a lot better. And Vatanen, love Sammy Vatanen. He's got his wheels going, and they're putting it together. Chris Stewart, he's putting up some points, or he's putting up some penalty minutes. they'll get him going. And Raquel playing on the top line. You got Kessler moving. The Ducks are coming back. I guess Barbecue Bruce can have a nice Martin Luther. I didn't think he'd make it to Martin Luther King Day. I really didn't. But Barbecue will be here for Martin Luther King Day. The wheels on the bus keep rolling for your Arizona Coyotes. Are you kidding? Shane Doan. Shane Doan drinking from the Fountain of Youth. Just had a Mad Hatter the other day. They're playing hard, and they got they got the young goaltender, which I think is the answer. And I tell you what, this kid Dominique makes some phenomenal saves. Let's face it, Smith has some good years, but I've never been sold on Mike Smith as your guy for 10 years down there. He's kind of, I kind of always remind me of Ben Bishop, kind of a big guy that got hit with a puck. But now Bishop, you guys know I give high praises to now. But that means they're going to have their goaltender. They're going to have Oliver Ekman-Larsson forever, the number one defenseman forever. And they're going to have they're set. Watch out! Watch out! That's why whatever you want to say about the Ducks and their GM sticking through. I mean, they have to do it soon because they're. I mean, Edmonton. I mean, Edmonton's playing a lot better. They're gonna get McDavid back. I don't know about this year, but Edmonton's not going away for a long time. The Kings are not going away for a long time, and now it looks like Arizona's not going away for a long time. So, Mighty Ducks, Getz and Perry are not getting any younger. It's time to do it now. A big fan of the show and a good guy saying, "Why do we always skip over, don't talk too much about kind of the same thing that happened last year with the Minnesota Wild." We didn't talk about people say you didn't talk about them too much. Well, they didn't show me much. Now they show me stuff and we talk good about them, like Dubnyk and the boys. They say, "What about the St. Louis Blues? Why do you never give the Blues any credit?" Well, let me tell you something, because the Blues never really deserve that much credit. I love Tarasenko. I think Tarasenko was one of the five best players in hockey, and I love the guy. I love Tarasenko. But after that, I see a team filled with problems and not a team filled with answers. Parayko, the young rookie defenseman, looks fabulous. He's a keeper. But everyone else on that team, on that blue line, and everyone, oh my God, they make all these All-Canada teams and All-Star teams. I think they're completely, completely overrated. Now, I know Shattenkirk is, number two in scoring, but he gets more like secondary assists and to quote the Southern chick on Seinfeld, just don't do it for me, Jerry. Just doesn't do it for me, Jerry. I don't know. To me, that team, when they actually have to stop someone or kill a penalty, they don't. That defense. But I will take Shattenkirk. I think Shattenkirk's the best of the overrated bunch. To be honest with you, it's the other guys on it's the other defensemen on that team that I find to be like Bouwmeester. What has Jay Bouwmeester ever done? I'm not a Bouwmeester guy. But now finally they got at Allen's playing incredible goal for them right now. They may have finally solved that problem in goal, but and they had to mix up some things. They got rid of Oshie, who's playing well in Washington, but Brower's playing super well for Brower might actually lead Oshie in goals, so that's good for the St. Louis. What I really think though is the problem in St. Louis will be Captain Kangaroo. You know him, you love him. They're the coach, because Ken Hitchcock, he's too old school. He wants Ott on the team. I got everybody know he'd be bringing Scotty Gomez. Oh, he tried to bring back Brodeur. The league is won by young guys. Look who's good for the Blues now, Tarasenko and Parayko. I mean, it's young guys. And his style, why do they win in the regular season? Because they play a slow, brooding, physical game that, in the middle of February, the middle of November, who wants to get in that game? You want to get in, you want to get your points, you want to do this, you want to go that, you want to hit the bars or hit room service. Right? No one wants to get. It's the same thing when you play a team in the old days like the Fire Gun Penguins. You want a little run and shoot, you're not gonna stress out. You know, you lose 6-2. Everyone had a fun night, you know, whatever. Hit the bar. But then you play a 7-game series, you're actually looking down to break them down. It's like, yeah, can handle them. I think Stassi is going to help these guys, you know. But I mean, who are they going to? I mean, to me, Back is completely overrated. He falls apart when it matters. To me, Steen falls apart when it matters. To me, all these forwards everyone loves, they just always fall apart when it matters against the big boy. Because it's like, oh, we're a physical team. Then they play the Kings, they lose. They go, well, you know, we're a little finesse team. Well, then they play the Blackhawks or the Stars, they get run out of town. Speaking of the Stars. John Klingberg did not make the All-Star team. He's a monster on defense as far as putting up points and fun stuff. But they look good right around Christmas. I think when we left you guys, you know, they made a statement against Chicago. They kind of ran Chicago out of the building, and then they went in St. Louis. I think they lost or won in overtime, and then they smoked them back in Dallas and got them all in an uproar, and Jamie Benn had them all thinking, what's going on? He was in their heads. Niemi was stopping everything. And then they went to New York and didn't get a point in metropolitan New York. I hope they caught a nice Broadway show because they didn't get a point. Either they smoked them. The Rangers, that's what the Rangers needed. We'll get to them in a second. But the Rangers smoked them. They didn't even beat Jersey. So Lindy Ruff. But you're gonna have to get him in the morning to skate, see what's going on down there, in Dallas. But they will be there, and you know they're one defenseman away, as I always say, everybody is. But at least they have some guys they could probably throw around. But as Sharp has been so clutch for them though, and the Kushkin, and you know Ben and Sagan, we blow all day long. But they're going to be there. But you know that anyway. That gets back to the St. Louis story. As far as that, that's what I think about St. Louis. You know, I just, you know, the defense are just over. They're that slow prodding defense that, oh, Captain Kangaroo loves because he thinks it's 1995 and you can hold people and grab them, but you can't. So then when it matters, they skate around them. I just never see those guys stop. I never see that defense stop anybody when it ever matters. But we'll see. Maybe this is their year. Maybe this is a year. I'll tell you who's in a little bit of problems right now is they're hanging on for dear life is the Nashville Predators. You know, of course, we love Shea Weber. We love Roman Josi. But not getting second. Phil Forsberg's cooled off a little bit. And Neil had one big blast maybe a week ago. He had like two good games in a row, but he hasn't scored anything. Ribeiro's had like one good game this month, and the secondary, Wilson and Smith, they're not doing it. So they might have to trade one of their defensemen. And now you get people saying, oh, you know, Shea Weber's on the trading block. Are you kidding? You know, come on. Come on, Shea Weber. They're not going to trade the big three. So, you know, after that, take your pick. I think anyone could go. I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, Jordan Staal, no. I wouldn't take Jordan Staal. Would I take his big brother on that team? They do need a big center. I don't think they need an old center, though. If I was going to give up one of my 4, 5, 6 defensemen on Nashville, like Ekholm or whatever, I would want a younger center than Staal, because I would want a center. I don't think this is going to be your year anyway. So I would take a younger guy who I would actually go after the malcontent in Columbus. I would go after him and give Columbus a nice defenseman because they need one. But that's what I would do. Like, I think, you know, that's just what I would do. How about one team in the Central we haven't talked about is Colorado, who's playing a lot better, but still behind all those. I mean, that's how the Central is. You know, we love Winnipeg, and they're playing better, but they can't. They're still 10 points out of anything important. And the Avalanche, I think, are 7. But the great Jerome Iginla, 600 goals. He's number 18 or 19 on the all-time list. Jerome Iginla. If Jerome Iginla played in New York or Philly or Montreal or Toronto, he would be so revered because he still plays the game the old-fashioned way. He'll still drop the mitts, plays it tough in the corner. He's such a great leader. But the fact he's played in Calgary, had that cup of coffee in Pittsburgh. I guess he did play in Boston. You guys know the writing in Boston a little bit. But a tap of the stick to Jerome Iginla. 600. That's not easy, kids. That's not secondary assists. That's playing when you're the man. He didn't have much help in Calgary when he got about 500 of those goals, or man, 450 of them. You know, I don't even. When your center's Craig Conroy, you're not exactly penciled in for six. You're not exactly penciled in for 600. Where I'm from, the Capitals. So how about, you know, as much as I love Backstrom, as much as I love Ovi, I mean, if any can, that's off. He should be in the All-Star game. He is leading that team. When they need a clutch assist or clutch goal, it's him. He put an assist on the tape of Ovi the other night that was just absolute. We're going to start having assists. Islanders. Getting more production out of Tavares, getting some out of Opozo. Lee's playing a little better. Charles Nilsson Riley's playing a little better. I love you got Nilsson, you got Nelson, but Boychuk out 4 to 6 weeks after trying to run Jack Eichel. If the Thunder don't get you, then the Lightning will. He hit the boards hard, but that, you know what that means. That means. That means you're not going to be trading. That means you're not going to be trading any defensemen. So Boychuk out 4 to 6. That one hurts. Hemsky, who was playing a little better for Dallas, still kind of a disappointment of how great Dallas is. Just think if Hemsky would ever wake up. I mean, Spezza's been playing good for him, but Hemsky got hit with a puck. He is out. We already talked about Cam Fowler. You know. How about we did talk about Florida 10 in a row. Florida's won 10 in a row. Can you believe that, Johnny Bench?
No.
I just think it's great because, you know, I love Jágr. and Jágr, I mean, Jágr, I mean, he's like my wife's favorite player too, so I just have to stop and show Jágr. And he's scoring every way now. He's got his wrister going. He's going to the net. He's got his tap. He's got the assist going. I mean, when you're winning games 2-1 and Jágr's got both your goals, how great is that? And now they got the 1-2 punch of centers with Bukestad back that I just think is I mean Barkov and Bukestad so much fun and so good. The team is hanging on for dear life as well as the captain's Red Wings and Johnny Bench's Red Wings. They finally I think Jimmy Howard is finally lost enough to be in second place to be the backup there, but Mrazek's playing well, but you know some of the big and Larkin got injured for a night and then came back, scored the only goal. They won a game 1-0. But
did you see that goal?
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, I love the leg. I love the leg kick.
Yeah, that was nice.
Nothing says nothing says I'm in the league to stay and shove it up your butt than the old leg kick on the breakaway move. That's always a. It's always a class. I always try to do that move in comedy league, and like I'd fall on my ass. Like if I skate fast and do the leg kick, I'm off balance. And if I do it slow, then it's like, what are you doing? What are you already doing the leg kick? But You know, the witch has slowed down. Zetterberg has slowed down. I mean, what Frazier's probably giving Gustav Nyquist a kick in the panties. Tatar has slowed down. They're basically hanging on right now in Detroit.
I just added Tatar on my fantasy league, and I didn't know he has a 4-game drought.
Yes, if you want to
think about just trading.
If you take a quick fantasy update, I'm not allowed into my Yahoo account right now. I don't know if my daughter's been doing something.
You're above me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, finally.
Good. Well, you know, but I'm sure Yager's on my back because I've been trying the last 3 days to click in because I got Yager. I got Yager. I got Huberdeau. I got Letang, who's now on fire. And I can't. It's like I'm not in this account. It's like it's Joe B. Comic at Yahoo with my password 3323. Feel free to do whatever you need. I can't be doing any worse. Someone wants to whatever troll me, but now we'll talk about my favorite team, the Philadelphia Flyers. The ghost is leading all rookie defensemen in points. So I guess we have to put up. And apparently, per the great Steve Mears, the best defenseman at the World Juniors was a Philadelphia Flyer prospect from Russia. So that is that's nauseating because, you know, the great Steve Mears is a Penguin fanatic. I mean, he plays it down the middle on TV, but he would never want to make that comment unless it was completely true. So that makes you a little sick to your stomach. But other Flyer news is Vinny LeCavalier. Yeah, the old Vinny LeCavalier, this is the guy who fought Iginla in the Stanley Cup Finals and helped his team win the Stanley Cup in Tampa. And then signed that ridiculous contract in Philly. He wants another chance to play. Well, Vinny, then you shouldn't have took that big of a check in Philly because I think you're untradeable. I don't know unless Philly gives him wants to give him a couple skates. Maybe I don't think Nashville would give him a. Maybe I should have done better research, but I think he has another year left, so I don't think Nashville can take him. I don't know, Vinny. I think I'm going to be stuck in Philly. Enjoy the cheesesteaks, is what I say. Jersey is ahead of the. I mean, if there's ever, you know, maybe that's what finally woke Sidney Crosby up. Maybe he looked in the standings and said, you know, the New Jersey Devils are ahead of us. Like, is that really I'm not even knocking on Jersey because I think they got a team of journeymen that all want to win, and I give John Hines a boatload of credit. But I mean, you look at that team, it's like, how are they ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins? You know, no idea. Let me get to the up-to-date standings as we speak. Yeah, Florida, Montreal slipped to third. Can you believe that? Montreal slipped to third already. But Gallagher came back, and they smoked Boston. Now Krejci's out again. Boston could be in a little bit of problems. Sorry, Mr. Burr, but probably in a little bit of problems. Although they're tied with Ottawa right now. Ottawa is really having a trouble finding where Carlson's lining up. Everybody else kind of cooled off. Zibanejad's injured. I love the fact that Bobby Ryan is getting his game back though. Cause I hate when old GMs and old people like Burke called out Bobby Ryan. I know it was a year ago, but I hate when people out of the blue just call you out. It's like, no, Bobby Ryan's got sweet hands and him and Hoffman. I don't like you wearing number 68. I feel that as a personal insult to my family. Otherwise known as Jaromir Jagr, but he plays good enough. He plays good. Hoffman's good enough. No one's good enough. I mean, you know, unless you're named Gretzky or Lemieux, you shouldn't be wearing number 68. But Hoffman, you know, we'll let you slide, I guess. And how about Jonathan Bernier? For the Toronto Maple Leafs, woke up. Remember, he got sent down. He was in the goalie depth chart. I don't think Babcock was going to let him play on his kids' team. And then, you know, whatever injuries and whatever everything else happened in Toronto, came back. Now he's, you know, Reimer might be the number two guy now. Bernier slams the door on the Kings 5-0, beats the Penguins in a shootout, and it's just Toronto's right there. You know, honestly, pretty much that Eastern Conference right now looks like the way I didn't pick Florida before, but the teams are in are the teams I thought would be in. But the Devils are 2 points. The Devils are 2 points ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Islanders are ahead of the Rangers right now. Rangers are falling on some. You're on some hard times when Jason Schmegma, the old Penguins farmhand, comes up. And you know when you're counting on Jason Schmegma to give you a jolt of energy, you're in some problems. Now I heard once again out of New York, Mr. Brooks, the same guy that said, I think Shea Weber's on the block. He says that it might be Yandle for Drouin. Now Drouin would be amazing. I think Drouin would be amazing for the Rangers. But why the hell would Tampa Bay want Yandle? they got Victor Hedman. They got guys that can play offensive defensemen. I mean, they got old Stahlberg. I mean, they got Schuster. No one needs Yandle. Nobody needs. I mean, I can't think of a team right now that say, you know, we need Keith Yandle. So, but Nash slowed down, but Zooks slowed down a little bit. Stepan, though, they were missing Stepan for a couple weeks, and the great Derek Stepan came back, scored a couple big goals. They need to get every. I mean, I think it's one of these things where I think they're coasting a little bit. I think when older teams, when they know they're kind of in the playoffs, it's like, you know, they're not going to go hard some nights in January. I'm sorry, those tickets are expensive. I get it. But, you know, I think it's more a case of that than anything. I mean, I don't think Ryan McDonagh and Joe Girardi all of a sudden, you know, became bad defenseman or anything like that, or Lundqvist just completely hit the wall. But I will say this: Lundqvist is not playing like he did the beginning of the year when he was Crazy Hank. Maybe that's why he starts out slow usually, because then he's the king come March, April, May, and June, and that's why he doesn't play. He's not the maybe that's why he's just the prince in September, October, November, December. So. I don't know. If I'm a Ranger fan, I'm thinking maybe a shakeup. They gotta get Hayes. They gotta warm up big Jimmy Hayes. He's played good the other day, but he's gonna wake up. Kreider's gotta wake up. Too many people on that team are underachieving right now, but they're too good to worry about, you know. John Tortorella. But Columbus, remember, Tortorella's going to turn Columbus around. He didn't do anything. Oh, he's benched the number one center a couple of times. He benched Hartnell once. I think he's smart enough to do is he didn't bench Saad. I'll tell you what, Saad is proving he can score anywhere. He doesn't need Taves and Kane to score. I mean, he must wake up every night just in a sweat, dreaming about strangling his agent. Columbus is so far away from being a good team. It's pathetic. Because it really is pathetic. And he had the world by the balls. Because look at the we'll get back to the Blackhawks now. Since we start with the Blackhawks, we'll get back to like. I mean, look at the Black. I mean, they don't miss Saad at all. And you say, well, they could use Saad, yeah. But look at Panarin. I love it. A great friend of the show who has a great Twitter handle, Morris Buttermaker, which, you know, Bad News Bears. it's the best. They call Panarin the bread man because there's the stores all over the country. I don't know if they're in L.A., but called Panera Bread, which I've never eaten in one, but maybe it's my loss.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
They have good soup.
Oh, they have good soup.
Really good soup.
Okay. That's into the sandwich shop, though?
Yeah.
That's like saying McDonald's. They got good fries. I mean.
Well, the soup and sandwiches and salads and stuff.
Okay. I don't want to diss Panera Bread because I've never eaten one. And they're in malls and shopping centers strip malls across America, because I never went into a Stone Cold Creamery when I was on the road for years. And boy, I went in and took my daughter in one like 2 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been an idiot. I am missing out. So, but anyway, back to Morris Buttermaker was he calls him, he said the beast mode. He says Panarin the bread man is in yeast mode. Now that is a tap with a stick, and if that is Mr. Buttermaker, if it's his original, then you should do stand up comedy because you're funnier than most of the people I work with. But I thought that was great. But Panera, I mean, Tara Vian's cooled down a little bit, but, you know, and then they got Big Bickle back. I mean, they're just killing it. And someone gave me crap for picking Hossa on my all-star team. First of all, who do you want with that? Who do you want if you're up two goals with 5 minutes left for that $100,000 to play defense on as a forward? You want Marian Hossa. I mean, no one poke checks better from behind than Gino. But no one is ever more out of position in defense than Gino. Gino plays that Larry Bird defense where he is super great, like off the ball, you know, poking pucks away or doing crazy stuff like behind the play, and you don't think he's there, and then all of a sudden he takes the puck from you. But if you're in the offensive zone, Gino will always be out of position. And I love Gino's my favorite player, but you know it's funny and it's great because they always would blame. They always blame James Neal, so now they always blame Kessel. Kessel needs a back check. But yeah, I picked Hossa. And Corey Crawford's had one hell of a year. You got Van Riemsdyk now playing good. You got they've solved their defensive problems when they loan Rundblad to whatever country he's from. They're like, nah, yeah, we're good. When you got Duncan Keith playing 30, and you got when Jarmelson is on your second pairing with Seabrook, you're in good shape, and that's just trouble for everybody out there. All right, please check out the Pro Hockey News. They're the best source for worldwide hockey news. They're at prohockeynews.com. I write a funny column there about once a month, and you can check that out. But, you know, NHL news you can get anywhere. But these guys cover the AHL, the World Juniors. If there's a league in Pakistan, Uzbekistan, World Hockey News is there to cover it. And all the juniors, and just there's more hockey news than you can even digest on that website. So if you want to find something out in a league, I mean, they have great NHL coverage too, but if you want to check out if you want to check out any other leagues or look up, hey, wonder what happened to this guy, or wonder he got drafted, whatever happened to him, he's in a league in Siberia, Pro Hockey News is there covering him. So check that out. All right, it's time for the awards. You ready for him, Johnny Bench? I can't do a fantasy update because I can't check in fantasy on my, I can't get into my Yahoo account. So, now there was no Claude Lemieux. There was no Mario Lemieux. There was, however, the much held in high esteem Bob Probert. And the captain would be happy because that was Brandon McNabb of the LA Kings versus the Vancouver Canucks. A goal, and he fought Brandon Prust, who is no dandelion up there in Vancouver. So McNabb, young defenseman, well deserved Bobby Probert Award. Now we do have two dirtbags of the week. For the dirtbags, we have one is legit and one just me personally. It's a double dirt bag for Corey Perry and Johnny Hockey, both playing that, hey, we're going to wait till your team leaves the ice, never going to shoot the puck in the net when no one's looking, like, ah, ha, ha. Corey Perry, you've won the Stanley Cup. You've won an MVP award. I expect better from you. I want to change the mojo or whatever. And Johnny Hockey, you're Johnny Hockey. Really? What was his name? Avery. It's such like Sean Avery kind of BS. Like, you're above it. I'm giving you guys the dirt bags of the week. The other thing, I don't know if I've said this before, but you know, on NHL on the Fly now, whoever is in charge of that show, you're getting a dirtbag award because, A, you put a dude on there like two nights ago. A dude was hosting. Whatever. Dig up Trani Kiznarek. You know, whatever. I mean, dude shouldn't be doing the stand-up. You know, shouldn't be doing the suit. But my real complaint is you're not showing fights. Is that coming down from the league? Oh, we want to make the game look safe and soft and all cuddly? I don't know, because I know that our man Luch had two fights last couple days. One against Darnell Nurse, which tap of the stick to big Darnell Nurse, young kid, young defenseman, took a hit from Luch and said, I'm not taking that crap. And fought, you know, hung on for dear life, but it's a big step for Darnell Nurse. Really big step. And then Luch, you know, people say, oh, Luch ducks the real fighters. He ducks the real goons. He fought Brandon Bollwig. There's no more old school goon only in the league for the five-minute majors than Brandon Bollwig. He fought him. But you would never know because they didn't show it. That's just me doing my, you know, TiVoing every LA Kings game. That I found that out. So I mean, come on, we need to step up. You know, and not only that, you would say, okay, Barnick just loves Luch and he's a homer for the Kings. They didn't show PK Subban fighting. That's like a national monument. I mean, the PK Subban of the Montreal Canadiens, one of the most popular players in the league. Drops the mitts, and you don't show the highlights. That's ludicrous. I don't know what they want with all this. I don't know what they're looking for. You know, they want to take hitting out. They want to take fighting out. They want the goalies to be 6'9" with all the pads, and nobody scores, nobody hits, nobody fights. I mean, the tickets are $150, so I don't know.
That makes it ice skating.
It certainly does. You know, I don't know what they're trying to promote. You know, it's not soccer, people. It's not soccer. It's not dodgeball. It's not tiddlywinks. It's not synchronized swimming. It's not ice dancing. It is called ice hockey. It is the game that Gordie Howe perfected. All right. Enough of that. Now we'll get to the Ronnie James Dio Award. The Ronnie James Dio. Lots to pick from here. Lots to pick. Not to be. We have Nate McKinnon, the great Nate McKinnon of your Avalanche, with the Mad Hatter against San Jose. We have Mr. Hayes of one of the fabulous Freebirds, one of the Hayes brothers of Boston versus Ottawa with the Mad Hatter. The aforementioned Shane Doan with the Fountain of Youth with the Mad Hatter against the Blackhawks in a losing cause, though. So you never get it in a losing cause. And then just last night, Zach Parise versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. Wait, I love it. Well, I see Tortorella's face. I always love seeing Tortorella's face when Zach Parise. You know he hates Parise from his days as the Rangers coach, and the Parise and the Devils just owning him. Anyway, so those are your choices. I know the captain would take Parise. I am going off that board, and I'm taking the great Jerome Iginla. The only person that could ever stop Jerome Iginla from scoring was, of course, Dan Blasma, who put him on the third line opposite wing. Disco Dan. Kick Dan when he's down, is what I say. Kick him when he's down. Oh, Disco Dan's in last place. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. We did the Bobby Probert. We have three skirts this week because I saw a lot of skirting. I saw a lot of Christmas charity. I saw a lot of Hanukkah gifts being passed out in the form of fake defense. One is, this is a classic because I couldn't read my writing last time, and this had to be stated. This had to be stated. I do. You know why I love the Blackhawks? Because they're great. That's why I love the Blackhawks, and I love greatness. That's why I give Wayne Simmons his due on the. You know how much it pains me to give Wayne Simmons of the Flyers his due, but he's a great power play guy. I'd love to have him. Love to have him. Anyways, it's big, and really, I mean, Chicago had like five rookies playing last night, not even including Panarin, that were just like ridiculous. But just they had this big center, Rasmussen. And he and Evander Kane. I know we didn't talk about the other stuff with Evander Kane because we didn't want to talk about what happened to Patrick Kane, and then what happened? Nothing happened out of it. So we'll forget about what he allegedly did. But Rasmussen wore Evander Kane like a cheap suit. like it was like a month ago. It just had to be known. And Kane was like trying to tackle him. Evander Kane, you're supposed to be a tough guy, a modern-day power forward. Knock Rasmussen on his keister. The kid's a rookie. Welcome him to the NHL. Absolutely piss-poor Evander Kane. What was funny about that was, I don't know if we talked about this, but I actually felt bad for Disco Dan because the Buffalo was up like a goal with like a minute left on the Saturday afternoon against the Blackhawks. You know it's a crap weather in Buffalo. Let these guys go out at 4 in the afternoon. A little smile on her face. No, the referees call like three penalties against Buffalo, and they lose the game. They get the overtime point. They lose in overtime. It was like they called two penalties at the same time and like with a minute left. Like this guy hooked. This guy cross checked. It was like, really? You're not going to let Jack Eichel get 2 points, but it was that game. If you remember that game, all right. The other two is Ekholm. I think your fourth or fifth, your fifth defenseman on Nashville, a guy that's been dangled for maybe a Staal, maybe a Drouin, hell, maybe a LeCavalier, hell, maybe a who knows. Maybe a Komarov, maybe a Kadri. Toronto would be stupid if they trade Komarov. I remember as soon as they hired Babcock, I said he's the one guy that Babcock will make good because you could tell he's a player. This Toronto's just a mess. Anyway, Jamie Benn absolutely just owned them behind the net. And it was an embarrassment for the Nashville Predators, who pride themselves on defensemen. But, you know, Jamie Benn might win an MVP. So, but anyway, that's a skirt right there. That's a yandle. That's a yandle and a half. And then the other one, a guy who I think he's won it. I think he's won it like twice this year because I watch a lot of their games because I love them, is Kleinberg. Once again, absolutely not being hard on the puck. I know you get 500 assists, I know you're the rookie that, or the second year man, and you're destined to be Paul Coffey, but you got to play a little defense. You don't want to be, you don't want to be Mark Yandel your whole life, because he let Casey Cizikas own him behind the net against the Islanders. Another reason why Lindy Ruff was 0 for New York City, 0 for the metropolitan area this weekend. But yeah, I mean, you know, Cizikas, you know, he's not exactly Keith Kachuk. I mean, he's not exactly Brendan Shanahan. Come on. Stay on the puck. So that's your skirts of the week. If I'm a little hard, what is that? What is that, Johnny Bench? What is that, Spider-Man or Superman? When you're given more, more is expected of you. I'm not a comic book guy, but that's it.
Spider-Man is, with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay. There you go. Okay, Mr. Kleinberg. So I wanted, but you know, this is, I know it's January. You know, you're in Manhattan, had a couple days, nights off, you caught a show, the bars are open late. Hey, who doesn't love New York City more than me? But come April, come May, you're gonna have the big boys. Hey, welcome back, Dwight King. Speaking of the big boys, to the LA Kings, he could have been up for a deal. He like had three goals in three straight games. He could have been up for a deal. Hell, Crosby could have been up for a deal, like four goals in four straight games. Letang, you know, lots of deal, lots of good stuff. All right. Little Cinderella here. For the save, somebody save me. You know what's beautiful is Motley Crue's final show. The drum kit got stuck in the air.
Were you there?
No, I was at the with Bill Burr at the Orpheum.
They were the same night.
Yeah, we got caught in that traffic trying to leave.
Oh God.
But I've told the story before, but I remember seeing in the Sharks versus the Detroit Red Wings. I used to always go watch the Red Wings play the Sharks because I love the Red Wings. And the old, you know, the Shanny, Iserman, Fedorov Red Wings. And one time the Shark got stuck in the roof. He wanted to, like, not parachute, but whatever, string down. Mm. Yeah, and he got caught. And they had to, like, the real, like, it wasn't like, you know, like someone in, like, a golf shirt came and rescued him. Like, no, like, the real, like, San Jose Fire Department. It held up the game, like, 10 minutes. Because it's funny because I noticed him during the Star Spangled Banner. Mm. I'm like, oh, look, the Shark's going to do something. And then it's like, oh, no, he's stuck up there.
That recently happened to Britney Spears. My girlfriend's a huge fan. She got stuck in a tree during her Vegas show.
A tree? Was she outside?
No. She has like a tree set up during her show or whatever. And like, there's a video of her like 3 minutes just standing there like in a harness, like stuck in it. Just people are laughing. Oh, it was great.
Well, I hope you didn't see your undercarriage, because I saw that. It wasn't pretty. All right, back to the family show. First of all, for the saves of the week, this is the last week I'm gonna do a bunch of them. Because we had 2 weeks to pick from, but from now on I'm only going to do like two or three. And I'm going to put them on the Facebook page so that people can see and say, "Oh yeah, that was a great save." Because I feel like I'm just reading off stuff, and you guys are sitting in your cubicles or in your cars or hopefully on a beach listening. Like, who wants to hear Bartnick rattle off stuff that that you guys probably didn't see happen? Hopefully you did, but. But I'm going to just narrow them down. But since we had 2 weeks to pick from, first of all, last night, Corey Crawford and the Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, had about five saves each in that overtime. They were just ridiculous. And I think you can go to the NHL.com app and check out the game in mini version for free. And that's Ruby. So check out. No, it's like a 4-minute overtime. The most incredible goaltending you're ever going to see. Really, the most incredible goaltending you're ever going to see. Now, the goaltending for non-goaltenders, the big Tyler Myers of the Winnipeg Jets. the big Tyler Myers of the Winnipeg Jets, stopped. He's in the crease. He's like in the whole net. He stopped Kunitz and he stopped Gino and he stopped Bonino with about 5 minutes left to save the day for Winnipeg. Maybe 3 minutes left to save the day for Winnipeg. But just sitting, it's not a penalty, but whoa. Okay, now, what's funny is Hollerback doesn't need any more help. That's the thing. The Winnipeg Jets have finally found their goaltender for the future. It's Hollerback. So now, now you can't trade for Buffalo with the goaltender, which makes it really interesting come the trade deadline. They're really going to improve. The Winnipeg's going to improve themselves for a long time if they play that trade. If they work that trade for Buffalo right, excuse me, or Ladd. All right. So we have Schneider of the New Jersey Devils on Justin Albuquerque. Just a ridiculous save. Ridiculous save. Then we have Bobby Lou on our man crush Brendan Saad. A ridiculous save. Then we had Allen. We've talked about him all this whole show of the St. Louis Blues. Stopped Watson of Nashville like 4 times in a row. Just absolutely ridiculous. Then we had Jeff Zadkoff filling in for the Flower on the Kaiser. Ridiculous save on New Year's Eve. And then prior to that against Stafford. And that's on all the highlights. You can see like the save of the week, or it's like number 2 or number 3 save of the week. He jumps back. It's like soccer goalie style on the penalty shots where they jump back and throw their whole body in front of it. Really, really an amazing save. And then you have Elliot on Hemsky. So those are those. Like I said, I'm not going to do them anymore. I'm going to do like 2 or 3 of them so you can just see. And it's like, okay, those saves really were amazing. And I'll cut and paste them onto the website, because I figure me just reading them off isn't as entertaining as I think it was, or I thought it was, 2 years ago when we started this. Because what is always fun is the Goons of the Week. TNT. So we have some classic goons right now. Right now we have Scotty Hartnell, our old buddy. Scotty Hartnell just absolutely ran Ben Bishop behind the net. Only Hartnell would run a 6'6" goaltender. You gotta love Scotty Hartnell. And he fought, and then Nemestikov stepped up and fought him. So Talbot sticks in the Nemestikov. Then we have the young Max Domi. And his first one against Holland, his first dust up, his first drop of the mitts against Holland. Then we had more of New Jersey, the cheap shot, the cheap hit against Dylan Larkin. That was no good. We had Letang when he got elbowed by Enstrom. That was no good. Tenorti. Young kid from Montreal. He saw Tom Wilson running around, cheap shot, and this guy, I think he cheap shot a Gallagher, or he cheap shot a Pacioretty. Nice move. Young kid stepped on, fought Tom Wilson. You know, his old man was in the crowd. You know, Tenorti's dad was a tough guy, so you know that made him proud. Tom Wilson's not an easy man to fight. So big props to him. You had the great Bortuzzo, our old buddy Robert Bortuzzo. With the shank shot to Jamie Benn. Probably the best hit of the week, you had our old buddy Tanner Glass knocking Boyle of Tampa Bay, the old Ranger, into the penalty box, up and over into the penalty box. Into the Ranger bench where he used to sit all the time because he was a third liner. the great Brent Burns, the great Brett Burns, absolutely crushed. I can't remember that one. You had Boychuk trying to crush Jack Eichel, but putting a dent in the wall. That was definitely funny. And Penguins rookie Russian fourth liner Vladimir Plotnikov crush Matt Martin. And then it was great for the Penguins because Plotnikov, which I don't always agree with, but Plotnikov was a Russian young kid. He's not going to fight Matt Martin because it's not even in the Russian culture of hockey to fight. But you know, if he was American or Canadian, I would totally be like, hey, you throw hits like that, you got to fight. But that's not the way the Russians do it. It's not in their league. But then Matt Martin ran around crushing people. He actually crushed Daly with a really cheap board. And then Penguins went on the power play. And we won that game. So that was great. And then last night you had our buddy Zach Sill with a bad board against McQuaid. And Sill's a good light heavyweight fighter. But his lucky McQuaid, again, had to be helped off. Or McQuaid would have knocked his head in. And the same goes for Demers of Dallas. He ran Clutterbuck when Clutterbuck was on his knees. Not a good look. And the best is, but he didn't hit him that hard. But it was a penalty. And then the New York media tried to goad Lindy Ruff into saying, like, hey, it was terrible. And Lindy Ruff will have nothing of it. That's why he is the great Lindy Ruff. All right, everybody. Did you have a good Christmas? Did you have a good New Year's? Did you smoke some good cigars? I know I did. Thanks to Yulee's Tobacco Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, right there on 114 West Wisconsin Avenue. They have great cigars. They actually have a huge pipe selection as well. If you like to smoke a pipe, legal pipe. And if you just want to buy a nice gift, they have all the cool things that all of us cigar smokers love, like a really nice lighter, nice humidors, and all your smoking needs. So, you know, Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, ladies. We do have some chicks to listen to this show, and they do the mail order at yulees.com. That's yulees.com. So if you want to check that out, maybe you can point your wife or your girlfriend there and say, hey, you know, I know you don't like when I smoke these inside, but I'll do you a favor. I'll smoke these outside if you buy them from Yulee's. So you go into Yulee's. They're the greatest people in the world. And you can get in there, you know, buy a couple cigars, smoke one there and chat them up. They have a great sitting room. And they always have a nice little pop for you too. Come in there and smoke one. Just best, probably the best selection I've ever seen in a cigar store, and I've been in a few of them. So remember, Yulee's Tobacco Company, that is in downtown Milwaukee. If you're anywhere in the Big Ten country or Norris Division country, go and check them out. Tell them Joe from Puck Off sent you. All right, Johnny Bench.
Yes, sir.
How are the tweets?
There are a lot of them.
Yes.
First tweet is from Jacob. He says, just listening to the New Year's Puck Off, and who would have thought Joe Bartnick was a Blackhawk homer? Hossa? Really? Come on now.
Yeah, well, I addressed that because I saw that one before he came on the air, and I addressed it. Yeah. Who do you want playing defense? Who can score? Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a bit of a stretch, but he's a Hall of Famer. And it was my all-star team, you know. I mean, that's why, you know, it was my all-star team, so. It breeds debate, and thanks for it breeds debate. So thanks for listening, Mr. Jomerson, one of our biggest fans, one of our best fans, and a great guy. I say it every time he texts in, but I met him personally. So
Ken Kallenbach is saying best overtime I've seen this year. Flower and Crow both were wow good. Gino, Sid, Flower, Crow, Panarin, stars all shined.
Yeah, it was one for the ages, and they're playing again tonight. I would have liked to have gotten the 2 points once we came back and tied it up. I like to get the 2 points because I think Chicago's going to come out firing, because I watched all the post game and Coach Q did not seem exactly happy with the way the Blackhawks played all 60 minutes, and I'm afraid that when they play all 60 minutes, I think the Blackhawks are gonna smoke them. But I was happy, you know. Sid, it's one more thing, you know. Nothing better than kind of sticking it to Sid. I'm glad Sid didn't make the All-Star team, because now he'll little thorn in his pride. Yeah, any time they say, "Oh, Ovechkin might be the best player in the world," he comes out and schools Ovechkin, or, "Oh, this might be the best player in the world." You know, like they were saying about Kane. Kane's the best player. They were saying all through Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh people were saying Kane's the best player in the world. What do you do? He came out and had goal and two assists.
Yeah,
or goal and one assist. Where? Yeah, goal and assist.
Sean Mandrell is wanting to know, what has been your favorite NHL arena to watch a game at?
My favorite arena to watch a game at. Well, my new version. Well, I would have to say the new school. I got to say the Madison Square Garden. Okay. Old school. And literally half the reason is for that delicious prime rib sandwich. behind section 107. If you're in the garden, go there. I wish I went to as many stadiums. I've almost been to every baseball stadium through my comedy travels. Hockey, not as much, because A, the games are at night and they're harder to get. Like it's harder to get. But of all time, obviously it's the Igloo. I like every hockey arena I go to, though. There's not one I don't. Like, there's some baseball stadiums I don't like, but there's not really one hockey arena I don't like. As much as I blow the Blackhawks, I really want to see a game at the Madhouse on Madison. I really can't wait to see a game there. And I want to try to catch a game at Joe Louis. I've never been to Joe Louis before they shut it down, but I have one more year for that. So I think that can happen.
All right. Formerly Tom Thompson just posted a link that says Flyers trade Vinny
LeCavalier. So that's new. That just came out.
That 4 minutes ago. And Luke Shane to the Kings for Jordan Wheel and a third round pick. And he writes, "Flyers nerd, this is huge. Nice work, Hexy. Good luck with these knuckleheads."
Yeah, well, now that we've just dated the podcast, because I just said about LeCavalier, who's going to give him a sniff? Well, that's great for the Kings. I've seen Veal play. I'm sorry, can you read that one more time? Was there a number one pick exchanged?
No, it just says Flyers trade Vinny LeCavalier.
Yeah, like LeCavalier.
I cannot say that.
That's okay. You're usually good on that. That's okay.
And Luke Shane to the Kings for Jordan Wheel and a third round pick.
Yeah, I've seen Wheel play. He's okay. I like to trade for both teams. I think that if there's any team that LeCavalier can look good on, it's the Kings. That might mean Carter. We didn't talk about this at all. It's funny because when Frazier's here, we talk a lot about the Kings. So I tried to lay low about the Kings a little bit for people, and I would have laid more low about the Penguins, but they play the Blackhawks. And everyone knows I love the Blackhawks, and Sid in the All-Star fiasco. But I mean, if Carter's not going to come back, that's a nice spot. That's a nice spot for LeCavalier to get his mojo back. Play on a winning team, you know, and Shen is the guy that Shen's exactly who the Kings need, is a more rugged defenseman. Because I was going to wait till the captain gets back because I say it every week, but Erhoff is terrible. Every time I watch the Kings play, he makes me sick. So, Erhoff will be in the press box. Enjoy the view. Enjoy your nachos. Because I'm sure they're looking to trade him now, but You know, that's in the third round pick. That's a great move, and that's a great. It's great for Philly because they don't need LeCavalier. He takes way to, he takes up way too much. I wonder if they're keeping salary. They must be holding back salary. They must be taking. They must be holding some salary back because I don't think the Kings seem to be way close to the cap. I can't read and talk and podcast at the same time, but we'll discuss that more next week. But they have to be taking back salary because there's no way that they can take LeCavalier's salary. But okay, well, thank you, Tommy Thompson, the formerly Tommy Thompson, who says Flyer fans don't love this show.
All right, Darren is giving us a little trivia. He says from the hilariously random stats department, Panthers Bobby Liu has a 10-year shutout going against the Sabres tonight.
Yeah, well, you know that that meant something. Well, you know. Bobby Liu started with Florida, and then that's when the Sabres were good under the great Lindy Ruff. So they were in the Eastern Conference. So he probably saw them. That probably meant something. But then he went to Vancouver for 8 years or 7 years. He saw him once a year, especially in the old scheduling. Saw him once every 3 years, and that's when then Buffalo stunk. And then so now you know. Okay, I mean, how about the Blackhawks and the Blackhawks haven't won in regulation in Pittsburgh since 1997. Wow. But that's the same kind of thing. The scheduling's weird. And, you know, it's, you know.
Dental Damnation wants you to know that he loves the dark horse picks in Hansen and Dreisaitl.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, I think Hansen kind of deserves it more than the Sedins. But if you're going to pick a Sedin because you wouldn't have your stars, then under that theory, you pick Sid, you know, but like thank you. And but Hall deserves it. Taylor Hall's played good, and Drysdale has a long time to make all-star games. I just love Leon Drysdale, and he's a man. I love when guys are like 19 and they're men. Same, you know, like the old, my Brendan Saad theory. I love the young bucks. Cause I'm an old man.
And lastly, our friend Dana.
Wait till we hear from him after this show. We miss even Johnny Bench mispronounced stuff this show.
And I use a website that helps me pronounce everything phonetically, and that just tripped me up.
Really, I can't even read those. I can't even read that stuff.
All the weird European and Swedish names. Dana says, "I'll bet you guys just can't wait to see John Scott in an all-star sweater."
Yeah, well, you know what? He's acted classy about it, and I'll give him that. He's going to bring his family, and he got voted in. You know, I mean, obviously, there's going to be a new rule next year that you have to have at least 5 all-time NHL goals to be elected to the All-Star game. You can't have more penalty minutes than minutes on ice, I guess, you know, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, good for John. I think it's good they make him play forward, so... You know, he's not going to really make it really, it's not going to be really weird, but yeah, it should be fun. It should be fun. It should be, I can't wait. It's going to be, I mean, if last night's, I mean, every overtime has been amazing, but if last night's overtime, when you really have the big boys out there, when it's not one line of superstars, when it's like 3 lines of superstars coming at you, you know, someone's going to pull a groin. You know, Sutter's going to have Gibson out there the whole time. Sutter's going to have quick play like a minute and a half and have Gibby pull the groin. Oh, my gosh. Only barbecue. That's the one game barbecue Bruce would start quick. You know, barbecue used to probably put John Scott in that. Oh, we're picking on barbecue. But we've got this exciting stuff to talk about next week. Yeah, because I didn't mention Carter. Carter must really be hurt. It's funny because I've had a lack of hockey news, not like news. I've been watching a ton of games, but I haven't been reading as much. So I gotta get back to I gotta check. Well, you know what? That's our Fraser's department is always the injuries and the Kings news. Kings news. He's real big on Kings news. So I thought he just tweaked something and he was just kind of laying low because they're in first place by 12 points. But I guess. When you got to get like, but Shen fills the Erhoff debacle. Can't wait to. Well, we'll see. Starting next week. New network joining some big boys. which helps everyone. The high water rises all ships. So coming up, we'll be in the new network. Same old, you know, we'll be the same places, and nothing will change except for everything for the better. And then we have a bunch of guests lined up coming up, but I didn't want to have anyone come in this week because I didn't think, well, no one wants to hear you talk the whole time. You're right. But the guests, they want to hang with Frasier. People don't want to come. Like, oh, Frasier's not here? So we're going to have a bunch of people coming up, and it's going to be a good year. We're leading up to the All-Star Game in Nashville. So for me, I will be in the big plug is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the 26th and 27th of February, the Arcade Theater. I will be there doing a long set headlining and with the local Pittsburgh guys. So Pittsburgh, come on out and support me. You're a local, boy. And then this weekend, I'm at the Comedy Store in the Ice House, local LA shows. And thanks for listening. And I hope it was a good show. Hope we didn't talk in circles. I was almost overly prepared with 2 weeks to talk. 2 weeks, nothing going on. So I hope it was a good listen. And Frasier will be back next week. Can hear what he thinks of his the All-Star team. And we'll get real King news and probably a very good guest for the great Anthony Johnny Bench. I'm Joe Bartnick, and puck off.